Soil sealing. Does the term ring any bells? This relatively new expression describes the process of changing the ground into impermeable surfaces to support the development of human activities. To put it another way, natural soil or farmland is artificialized to construct buildings, roads, and public facilities, such as playing fields. And as you can imagine, this has a direct impact on the environment. Combating soil sealing is now one of the major challenges of our time to slow down global warming.
So concretely, what does the term soil sealing actually mean? Why should it be a concern?
And how is this process driving change in the construction industry?
I'm James.
And I'm Amy. Together, let's decode the ideas that are shaping the future of sustainable construction.
Constructing New Worlds by Saint-Gobain. Behind words, solutions, and innovations for a sustainable future. Of course, soil sealing has been going on since prehistoric times when our forebears were building their first dwellings and tracks, but the process has picked up pace since the Industrial Revolution with the emergence of modern cities and intensive agriculture. Now, every year, thousands of hectares of farmland, forest, and other natural areas are sealed over. In small towns, big cities, and even along our coastline, our soil is being changed to keep up with demographic and economic growth.
And it's not without having an impact on our natural environment and society. Natural soils possess essential functions, and their loss has irreversible consequences. First, sealed soils reduce the soil's water filtration capacity, which can result in devastating flooding when torrential rainfall occurs, as well as degrading the quality of our water tables, our waterways, and oceans. Then, when we lose agricultural land, we also lose the capacity to grow crops, which then puts our food security at risk, forcing countries to import and transport more goods. And last but not least, the destruction of natural spaces destroys wildlife and plant life, leading to a significant loss of biodiversity, mostly caused by habitat fragmentation.
Not to mention that soil sealing takes away one of the essential functions of our land, carbon sequestration. Altogether, it reduces the planet's capacity to absorb and store carbon from the atmosphere. This promotes the creation of urban heat islands, since trees and green spaces are no longer there to help regulate the temperature.
So, what can we do in concrete terms to prevent soil sealing? And what actions are being taken around the world?
The solutions vary by country and by continent. Several approaches are being explored. First up, efforts are being made to reduce soil sealing. For instance, in the European Union, almost 300 square miles of natural land is lost every year. The EU has set a target to achieve net zero soil sealing by 2050. Another solution, reforestation. For instance, Costa Rica has introduced an ambitious but effective policy by offering financial incentives to encourage the conservation of forests and the creation of protected areas. The country has managed to increase its forest cover by at least 50% since the 1980s. A third area for exploration is limiting the horizontal development of cities. This is happening in places with a high population density, like India, where they are promoting the vertical development of housing to reduce land uptake. The renovation and construction of modular housing also has a role to play. The more we use existing buildings, the less we encroach on unspoiled land. The development of lightweight construction is another solution to reduce the irreversible modification of our soils and to make it easier for nature to reclaim the land when buildings come to the end of their life. Of course, these solutions are diverse and can be adapted at the local level too.
Precisely. Some cities are attempting to break away from the urban sprawl model and implementing initiatives to consume the least amount of natural land possible. Hong Kong, for example, has developed the Living with Nature concept that combines green spaces, soft transport, and rainwater management for the design of the Lohas Park neighborhood. And you can bet your bottom dollar that all these initiatives have made good use of technological innovations and new materials.
Absolutely. The construction industry is changing to meet environmental challenges. For example, lightweight or prefabricated construction systems allow buildings to be put up more easily with a smaller carbon footprint than traditional construction. Green roofs and walls offer interesting advantages as they partly compensate for square footage sealed on the ground. They promote biodiversity in built-up areas, capture carbon at the same time, and cool down the air in summer. To say nothing of permeable coatings like pervious concrete, they allow the infiltration and evaporation of rainwater in car parks, play areas, storage facilities, school playgrounds, roads, and patios. And to combat the risk of runoff and flooding, building rainwater recovery and storage systems provides a solution.
In conclusion, the key takeaway is that the preservation of natural surfaces and farmland is vital so that future generations can continue to harness the natural resources they provide. The challenge is enormous, but solutions in the fields of urban planning, architecture, and materials innovation exist to protect the fragile balance between surfaces needed for human activities and natural spaces we need to preserve.
Constructing New Worlds by Saint-Gobain.
Behind words, solutions, and innovations for a sustainable future.